So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the cases of Navi Sheker, a false prophet. The Gemara now proceeds with a machlikis in the Braisa Tan Rabbanan. Navi Sheyediach Beskila. The Navi prophesies that others worship Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanan hold the Navi gets the more severe Skila stoning because there is a Gzeres Shavah from Mesis Yachid through the word Lahadichacha. The Pasuk of Mesis states Ki Bikash Ladichacha. And the Pasuk of Navi states Ki Dibir Sara Ladichacha. Malahalan Beskila Afkan Beskila. While Rabbi Shimon holds Bechenik, the Navi gets the less severe Chenik choking because the Pasuk of Navi begins with Bahanavi Hahu Yumas. And Bechomisa Amur Beteristam Ine Lechenik. Wherever the Pasuk states Misa without specifying which Misa, he gets Chenik. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon does not make the Gzir Shalav La Dechacha from Mesis Yachid because Legom Mirabe, his Rebbe did not teach it to him and one cannot make a Gzir Shalav on their own. The Braisa proceeds with a second machlekes. Medichir anidachas, one who persuades a city to worship Avodah Zarah. The Rabban hold beskila. The medich gets skila while the other inhabitants get saif, because the pasuk of anidachas also states v'yidichu as yishvi irim, and there is a gzeres shava through the word hadacha to either meisis yachir or navi shadich malahalim beskila avkam beskila. While Rabbi Shimon holds bechenik, the medich gets chenik while the other inhabitants get saif, because there is a gzeres shava through the word hadacha to navi shadich, which according to Rabbi Shimon is bechenik, malahal bechenik avkam bechenik. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon makes the gzeres shava from navi shadich, but not from meisis yachid, because don meisis rabim mi meisis rabim, vein don meisis rabim mi meisis yachid. Both navi and medich are nidachas are to the public, while meisis is only to a single person. The Gemara proceeds with two approaches to the machlekes of navi shadich. Chiz explains that the machlekes applies to only two areas. Ba'ikar haguf davidis kachavim, if the prophecy was to completely uproot the prohibition of Avodah Zarah, or v'kiyem miktsas u'bitl miktsas davidis kachavim, the prophecy was to partially cancel Avodah Zarah. Because as Rashi explains, the pasuk of navi shadich first states, Nelcha benavdel himacher, which implies, Oikur kal haguf, and then the pasuk states, Ladichacha min aderech, which implies, Afilu miktsas aderech. However, there is no machlokes regarding Oikar Aguf Deshar Mitzvahs, Divrei HaKol Bechenek. If the prophecy was to completely uproot another mitzvah, all agree that the Navi gets Chenek because he's considered a Misnabe Mashalei Shama, one who prophesizes that which was not shown to anyone. And there's no machlokes regarding Kiyum Mitzvahs or Bidl Mitzvahs to Beshar Mitzvahs, Divrei HaKol Potter. If the prophecy was to partially cancel another mitzvah, all agree that he does not get Misa at all, because the Pasuk states, Acha Navi Asher Yozel Adabi Dabi Bishmi. Rav Nun explains that the machlokes applies to three areas: ba'ikar aguf davidis kachavim, and ki mitzvahs ubitl mitzvahs davidis kachavim, and also ba'ikar aguf to b'shar mitzvahs, because the pasuk of navi shadich concludes with the words lo leches ba, and the brayso teaches lo leches u'mitzvahs asay ba u'mitzvahs lois asay, and this must refer to shar mitzvahs because there is no mitzvahs asay to worship Avodah Zarah. However, there is no machlokes regarding kiyum mitzvahs or bitul mitzvahs to b'shar mitzvahs divrei hakol pater, because the words ladichacha min aderech, which implies the fellow mitzvahs aderech, refers only to avodah zarah but not to shar mitzvahs. Rabbi Avraham Birchlin says, "B'chol im yemelcha navi avar al divrei teres shamalai. If a navi muchzik, an established navi, prophesies to violate the Torah, one must listen to him. Chutz mavitz kachav, shafilu maim lechachamu be'emtzer kiyah al tishmalai." Besides of Avodah Zarah, where even if the Navi performs a great miracle such as he stops the sun's rotation, one may not listen to him. Hadna lach Elohen anachnakim, Rabbi Baruch Hashem completed the 10th parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and will now begin the 11th parak chelik be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik lo'im haba, all Yidden, even those who commit Averis, will receive a portion of the world to come, as the Pasuk states, Ve'amech kulim tzadikim lo'ilam yishu aretz, netzer matoy ma'aseh yodeles par. However, there are several averis for which one who transgressed them will not receive a portion in the world to come. One who claims that there is no source in the Torah for resurrection which precedes Olam Haba. And as Rashi adds, even if he does believe in Tchias HaMesim, but he says there is no source in the Torah, he's considered a heretic, because Malanu Ula Emunasa B'chimehechen Yodeh Shekeinu. His emun in Tchias HaMesim is worthless since he has no proof that this is true. The Gemara explains, Ein lechelik lo'im haba, because who kafir b'Tchias HaMesim, lefikich lo'yeh lo'y chelik b'Tchias HaMesim. Since he denies Tchias HaMesim, he will not merit Tchias HaMesim, which precedes Olam Haba, Because Shekol Midaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah. In both Einish, retribution, and Schar, reward, Hashem acts in the means of measure for measure. The Gemara proceeds with the Torah sources for Techiyas HaMesim. V'yechanan says, Minayin L'Techiyas HaMesim in the Torah. Because the Pasuk states, U'nesata mimenu es trumas Hashem la'aron ha'kain. You shall give truma to Aaron. And the Gemara asks, V'halo le'nichnes le'eretz Yisrael shonis m'truma. Aaron did not get any truma during his lifetime because he did not enter Eretz Yisrael, which is when the Chiv, Trumas HaMesis began. Therefore we must say, Malamet she'asid l'chis b'Yisrael nois l'truma. The Pasuk refers to after Tchis HaMesim, and Aaron will then accept Truma, Mekan l'Tchis HaMesim in HaTerah. Tanya Reb Simoy Omer, Minayin l'Tchis HaMesim in HaTerah, because the Pasuk states, V'gam ha'kimoyseh esbrisi eitam losis l'metzeretz kanan. L'chem lo'inemer elo lahem. The word lahem implies that Hashem already gave Eretz Yisrael to the Avos, even though only their descendants actually conquered Eretz Yisrael. It must be that the Pasuk refers to after Tchis HaMesim, and Mekan l'Tchis HaMesim in HaTerah. Rumil gives a similar source for Tchis HaMesim. In the Pasuk, Asher Nishba Hashem L'Beseichem Losis Lohem, Lachem Lo'inemer, Elo Lohem, Mekan L'Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. Others say his source for Tchis HaMesim is in the Pasuk, Ve'atem Advikim Hashem L'Keichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayim. The word Hayim is superfluous and teaches, Ka Hayim, Ma Hayim Kulchem Kayamen, Af Lo'ilm Haba Kulchem Kayamen. Just like today, all the Yidden are alive, so to an Ilm Haba, all the Yidden will be alive. The source for both Tchis HaMesim and that Hashem knows the future are in the following pasuk. The word become is read with both the resha v'seifa. In the resha, Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu that after he dies, he will be resurrected. And in the seifa, Hashem foretold the future that the Yidden will sin after Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Rabbi Eliezer Ber Yisi gives the source for Tchis HaMesim in the pasuk of Karis v'Avodah Zarah, he karis to karis ha-nefesh ahi avayin haba. He karis to karis v'olam hazeh, karis removes a person from this world, avayin haba l'olam haba, and karis removes him from the world to come. The Kesar asked Rabbi Gamliel, Amitu d'shech v'chay, ha-hava afra v'afra mikachay, you claim that they will be Tchis HaMesim. If the dead decomposed and became dust, how can they be brought back to life? The Kesar's daughter asked to answer her father's question, of which there are two versions. Min ha'mayim tzar, min ha'tit l'kol shekein. If Hashem initially creates a person from a tipa, which is merely a liquid, He certainly can resurrect a person from earth, which is a solid. Or kavochemim mekli zchuchas. She made a kavochemim from a glass utensil. Ma kli zchuchas sha'amolin beruach basa v'dam nishbru yeshlen takana. Basa v'dam shebruach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama. If a broken glass utensil that was created through human breath can be repaired, a dead person who was created by Hashem can certainly be resurrected. An apostate asked, Gevi ben Pesisa, the Chayin Mesi, the Mesi Chayin? If even those who are alive eventually die, then certainly those who already died will remain dead. Gevi ben Pesisa responded, the Lehava Chaya, the Hava Chaya Lekoshkin? If those who were never alive are born, then certainly those who were once alive can be brought back to life.